107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. He's a bit of sunshine on a rainy day. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzman joins us. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Jamie. Always a pleasure.
All right. We've got lots on our agenda, so let's get right to it. In fact, with this State of the City address.
Yeah, you know, and a big shout out to start out Stratford Country Club, you know, Chamber of Commerce, Eddie and Shannon for hosting the event, a sold-out event. I can't believe 180 people are going to come and listen to me visit, to chat. I warned them at the start. I got it down to an hour and 9 minutes. I said, if you have a tee-off time for 9 o'clock, you're in trouble. And so I was in the garage at 4:45 in the morning chopping out stuff. But, you know, I did get to 1 minute and 1 hour and 11 minutes. So, you know, I just wanted just a couple highlights. It was hard to distill off all the great things going on in our different departments. You know, to distill everything down from last April to now. You know, but a few things. You know, the budget piece featured large, all the challenges around budgets, the things that we're doing in budgets that municipalities never did do. You know, housing. I remember talking about that in my inaugural address. And, you know, the talking about not being successful with the three rapid housing initiatives, but the hope I have with the new federal and provincial budgets, infrastructure costs. But, you know, I finished on a high note that, you know, we have such great human resources in our town with our generosity of our people. You know, I remember reading an article that came across from Municipal World that identified Stratford in the top three of all medium-sized municipalities in Ontario to live. They collected the data of 108 different municipalities and ranked Stratford in the top three, which is outstanding for, you know, affordability, but also livability. And it's a big tip of the hat to all the things that go on in our community, especially to the human resources we have.
Okay, and you touched on the federal budget, which came down this week.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, I haven't got through the 400 plus pages, but, you know, we're looking at a $52 billion in new spending. And some of that will go towards, or $8.5 billion will go towards housing. You know, the last time we had this housing challenge was after the Second World War. We had thousands of men and women coming back from the war. We had a huge immigration at that time, displaced persons, as they called them. My mom and dad coming from the Netherlands were referred to as displaced persons. And you know what? And then the spike in inflation. Does it sound familiar? Yes, we have certainly great immigration, which will be a benefit to, I believe, our province, our country. Do we have inflation, of course, which drives housing prices? You know, so the budget does address that and does address giving some breaks to builders of apartments. We have to look at housing differently than what we used to, where everybody, you know, back in the day when after World War I, what did they build? Small houses on Glastonbury, wartime houses. Now we're looking at what can we do to build housing that people want and that meets the idea of density. And so there are some tax incentive for those constructors or contractors that are building apartment-type dwellings. So I look forward to see how those incentives are grabbed up. And, you know, the big pot of money that will go into the Rapid Housing Initiative again and to the Affordable Housing Initiatives. And I believe those are going to benefit us. So I haven't been through the entire budget, but I know there's something there for our municipality. So it requires us doing that digging and making application.
And I guess that kind of segues into infrastructure projects, if you will.
Yeah, you know, and a big part of the federal, which trickles down into the provincial, you know, we know with the pre-election provincial budget, we know there's going to be money set aside, I think $1.8 billion for infrastructure. So we do have you know, we did pass a budget with the city, and with that, a lot of items have gone to tender, and some have already come back. We have $2.2 million of asphalt resurfacing going on this year. None as significant as John Street as last. Mutterwell Street will be reconstructed at $1.2 million. The Albert Street Phase 2 will continue at $4 million. A little less challenging this year because we're out of the business section of that. Not less challenging for the residents on that street, but some, you know, great work going on in our city, you know, to replace infrastructure that in some cases, as I've said multiple times, are creeping in on the 100-year-old mark.
Okay, we're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Retzma. And Martin, a great gathering just recently at the auditorium at Stratford City Hall.
Yeah, it was a pleasure looking out and seeing you and you out in the audience and being a participant of that event. That was dialogue number two. We had the one up at the Rotary Complex. An outstanding event, 120 people. You know, it was appropriate to be in City Hall. Kind of the same vintage as the GTR shops, where so many events and engagements of the public have taken place since 1898, right in City Hall. So a great location. John Castor, an amazing job at moderating. We had four guests that shared their vision of what might be in Stratford based on their experiences in their own hometowns, their own cities. Megan Torza, from an architect, which is always valuable to have. Corey Bloom, economic development with the city of Kitchener, and Mayor Barry Vrbanovic. And we know the transition that downtown has gone through, and Mayor Cam Guthrie from Guelph. And so, you know, there was, for me, some key takeaways. You know, the idea that we are part of a historical town with industrial buildings, and those industrial buildings are an asset, those old buildings, like the crude factories, like the GTR location, locomotive shop. Let's utilize. Those are great opportunities. And I think the biggest shift I see is public, our residents saying, yeah, that is an asset, not a liability. And the other piece that they said so much about is that around density, and building housing that is affordable, building housing that is smaller footprint, building rental housing that people, we know that people both in town but out of town still need. So, you know, once again, you know, we followed up with the GTR, another meeting last night, Monday night, Paul Kaufflesch, who wrote a wonderful book, and I had the book, and I had him sign it after the fact, on the Gaslight District, an industrial spot, Cambridge, the Joy Summit, just amazing. You know, a big shout out to Emily Robson, who continues to be the lead in this work, the corporate initiative lead. You know, I remind people to get to the wonderful FAQs in the Engage Stratford site on the Grand Trunk. Almost every question that you have will be answered there. And if it's not, put it there and it'll be answered. And also, just lately, the virtual tour that was uploaded by Steve Cooper. You can live in that building through that virtual tour. So amazing. And moving forward, we'll have more pop-ups. Go to where people are, as opposed to, say, come and talk to us. More events, I think, will certainly come within the building, and that historical sign display that's going to go up on the fence. So Grand Trunk site, we are moving along, and I'm so pleased about the involvement. We need to tap into the youth involvement, which will come with regards to the Grand Trunk, but so many positives going on.
Yeah, exactly. Lots more to come. We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Retzma later this hour, right here, 107.1 CJCS-FM.